This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. It's good to have you along. We're going to be talking about the Susquehanna River today, and in particular, a project that is coming up that involves cleaning up the river and its watershed area. We'll talk today with Danielle Bronowitz, one of the organizers of the Susquehanna River Cleanup Project. It's been going on now for more than a decade, and you will not believe what they have pulled out of the river. Danielle's with us today to share that information and to let you know how you can become involved with this project. Welcome to the program, Danielle. Let's just give our listeners a little background, first of all, about this and how it started.
Well, this event has grown. This is going to be our 11th year, and it started off with just a few people originally down by the river cleaning up, and it's just expanded because what happens every year is people will come try it out. They end up enjoying it, coming back and spreading the word. So going into our 11th year, we continue to use the boat launch in Sunbury as our headquarters. And we've actually expanded into like 22 territories that I have plotted. And we cover the Lake Augusta area on the Norrie side, Sunbury side. We also have like branched out to some local tributaries, different waterways along creeks, the Shamokin Creek. And then we've actually, last year was our first year, we took a crew by the Maze Drive-In on Route 405, I believe, and it had a lot of, we filled a dumpster up there as well.
The origins of this, you said it's 11 years, but do you have information on how it came together, who started this and said, hey, here's something we need to consider?
Yeah, it was my friend Zach Stodder, and again, it was just friends who like to go out, walk around the river and noticed that there was a problem with a lot of litter. And it was just, I guess, discouraging because those who like to get out and walk and enjoy nature, it's always a burden to see the litter and it kind of just ruins the vibe.
How effective has this been? I mean, do you feel like you leave a noticeable dent in making a, you know, beautifying the area?
We do for sure. Just the amount of trash that we get, like last year was 11,000 pounds. Now, our goal is to make that lower, but even this year, we've noticed that, because we do the scouting of areas before we send people out, and we are noticing that there is less debris. Now, we haven't had the flooding like previous years, but the amount of styrofoam and plastic we collect it's outrageous, the amount that we do. And, you know, the whole educational piece, people don't realize that styrofoam especially never breaks down. It breaks down, but it breaks into tiny pieces, and then that in turn affects the environment, and then especially the waterways.
You know, where is it coming from? I mean, is it flooding in part, or is it just a lot of inconsiderate people over the course of the year?
No, it's a good mix. It's the inconsiderate people that it's that kind of out of sight, out of mind, and so it comes like the whole educational piece of this, which is, I guess, the teacher in me. I've taken this on because I feel like the educational piece is missing. I know when I was a little kid, I just still remember, like, don't be a litter bug, that whole campaign. And I think without that, there's a generation that doesn't see that it's not just out of sight, out of mind, and it doesn't just go away. So what we've actually become is actually more than just a one-day event. We've actually, like, throughout the year, have worked with like the Degenstein Library and did like a little summer program, and worked with a local school here in Sunbury, and they did a community cleanup, and I've gotten a great response to teachers and staff and the kids. They've even actually enjoyed it. Like, at first it's always that, ooh, I'm not doing that, but the benefits, it's rewarding. It's kind of that do good, feel good.
Okay. And how can folks get involved? Is there a website, or they just show up, or just give me some of the detail?
We prefer the pre-registration because, again, I have territories, and then I'll make sure that we are well covered. So we are a committee under the Sunbury Revitalization. So if you go onto their website, sunburyrevitalization.org, there is a link under upcoming events that'll give a registration link. And there's information that volunteers can let me know, you know, their preferences of areas as far as land, We do have boaters that take some teams out onto the islands that are below the dam. It tends to be like litter traps down there that we actually retrieved a hot tub last year.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. We back in 2021, a crew found this hot tub, and that was their goal last year, was to remove it. So it sat there, but last year they were able to take it apart and bring it to land, so it's properly disposed of.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The people that turn out for this, is there a kind of a generation that has better representation, or is it a wide variety?
It's a wide variety. And what I love is the younger kids that are coming out, because they're going to be the ones that come up and they're going to be the ones that make a change as well. And like I said, there is a gap of, I think, of education and understanding the importance of just simply, you know, don't litter and take care of the earth that we've been given. Great, you know, and it's also a great way to get out and experience nature. Like, so many people that I've met haven't been down to the riverbanks, and it really is so refreshing to go by the water. We have so many fishermen out there too. And, but for the people who don't get to experience it, to be like at the water's edge and see certain areas that they may not have before. But yeah, as far as age groups go, we're getting a lot of families. I just had one register yesterday. And she said her son is really excited about doing this. So, yeah, we've got a wide variety, because we do have it on a Sunday morning. We had a Sunday school group come down last year, and they're really excited to come back this year. So it's a great, you know, it's a great way, I guess, to on a Sunday morning, take the group outside and make it an event together.
So if folks are interested, we should send them to SunburyRevitalization.org. That's SunburyRevitalization, one word, .org.
Yes. And we also have our own Facebook page too, if they want to, you know, keep updated with our posts and what's happening.
And of course, it's easy to find that online as Susquehanna River Cleanup Project. Now, as we mentioned, this has been going on for more than a decade. What got you involved?
I live along the river wall in Sunbury, and I went for a run, and there was so much debris washed up from a recent flood. I was like, oh my gosh. And then it turned into, well, Danielle, you're the one to run this. I had my daughters when they were little, we started just volunteering, but there was actually a Casting Crowns song that I was listening to, Start Right Here. That's what it's called. But the lyrics, if we want to see change in the world out there, it's got to start right here, and it's got to start right now. And just when I was listening to it, I thought, wow, this is the river cleanup, because the world has so many big problems, but here in our little area, we can do a little, but still it's a lot, and it's rewarding.
Again, that's the SunburyRevitalization.org website if you'd like to be part of this, and you can go there to sign up. You can also follow the project on Facebook, Susquehanna River Cleanup Project, so you can learn about what's going on and just stay in touch with all the folks who will be doing this together. We want to thank you, Danielle, for being with us on the program today to share this information with our listeners. And we want to thank you, the listener, for being part of our WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.